This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauril summons Federal Parliament session for April 25th. Government spokesperson says school education bill will be introduced through fast track. Medical Education Commission forms task force to review MBBS and BDS seats in private medical colleges and their fee structure. Task force to submit suggestions within 10 days. Ministry of Health and Population set to launch comprehensive citizen health information system. And NASA's James Webb Space Telescope finds promising hints of life on distant planet. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauril has summoned the session of both the houses of the Federal Parliament. The President has convened a session of the Federal Parliament to be held at the International Conference Centre, New Banisur, at 1 p.m. on the 25th of April. According to a press release issued by the spokesperson at the Office of the President, Shailaja Regbi Bhattarai, President Pauril has summoned the Federal Parliament session on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Considering the Kathmandu-centric protest of school teachers under the Nepal Teachers Federation for a fortnight, the meeting of the Council of Ministers decided that the government would coordinate and facilitate the process to get the bill approved through the parliament. However, despite the government's assurance and calls for cooperation, the teachers continued their protest for 15 consecutive days and have been defying the government's instruction to begin student enrollment for the new academic year. However, Minister for Education Vidya Bhattarai reiterated the government's commitment to addressing the legitimate demands raised by the Nepal Teachers Federation through continued dialogue. She also expressed concerns over the ongoing protest organized during the time of student enrollment and when the SEE answer sheets have to be evaluated. Despite the government's decision to convene the session of the Federal Parliament, the Federation remains skeptical. Stating that the movement has reached a decisive phase, Federation Chairperson Lakshmi Kishore Subedi has called on all community school teachers across the country to join them in Kathmandu-centric protest immediately. However, the ministers and ruling party leaders have been claiming that the government is serious and sensitive regarding the concerns of the teachers and is ready to make appropriate decisions accordingly. Stakeholders warned that the continued disruption could delay crucial academic activities, including the secondary education examination, SEE results, the grade 12 board examinations, and new students' enrollments. In the meantime, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Subba Gurung, has said that the school education bill will be introduced through a fast-track process to address the problems. Making public the decisions of the Council of Ministers meeting, said spokesperson of the Government of Nepal, Minister Gurung, assured that the government is sensitive to the problems of teachers. On a different note, Minister Gurung shared that the government has held discussions to appoint the Nepal Rashtra Bank governor and assured that the appointment will take place soon. Likewise, the government has decided to prepare and submit an implementation action plan within 7 days for the implementation of the report of the High-Level Economic Reform Suggestion Commission. The 18th meeting of the Medical Education Commission, chaired by Prime Minister and Chairperson of the Medical Education Commission, K.P. Sharma Oli, yesterday formed an 11-member task force to review the number of MBBS and BDS seats in private medical colleges and the fee structure. The meeting, held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar, assigned the responsibility of coordinator of the task force to the Secretary at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Dr. Deepak Kafle, and has been asked to submit suggestions within 10 days. The Supreme Court has issued an order to close the brick kilns operating in Panchkhal municipality. The Apex Court has ordered the closure of brick kilns, citing their serious impacts on the environment and public health. The locals had filed a writ petition in the Supreme Court on 30th December 2019, making Panchkhal municipality, the Ministry of Forest and Environment, the Ministry of Education and the Department of Archaeology as defendants. At present, Eight brick kilns are in operation in Panchkhal municipality. The Ministry of Health and Population has made preparations for implementing a system that provides all details related to the health of the citizens. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel decided to implement an integrated digital medical system to bring all digital medical details into a single system. The ministry has already started preparation to create a unique health ID incorporating all health details of the individuals. Making the ministry-level decision, Minister Paudel decided to form a recommendation committee for the same. The Nepal Tourism Board, NTB, has said it was at work to facilitate the cross-border movement of Indian tourists visiting Nepal. During a session relating to sustainable tourism in the Nepal festival organized at the Nepali Embassy, New Delhi, Senior Director at NTB, Hikmat Singh Iyer, informed that efforts were underway at the policy level to facilitate the cross-border travel of Indian tourists by incorporating religious and adventure tourism. The festival was conducted jointly by the Nepali Embassy and Everest Chamber of Commerce and Industries in a bid to strengthen cultural and economic relations between Nepal and India. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Scientists have found new but tentative evidence that a faraway world orbiting another star may be home to life. A Cambridge team studying the atmosphere of a planet called K218b has detected signs of molecules which on Earth are only produced by simple organisms. This is the second and more promising time chemicals associated with life have been detected in the planet's atmosphere by NASA's James Webb Space Telescope. But the team and independent astronomers stress that more data is needed to confirm these results. K218b is 2.5 times the size of Earth and is 700 trillion miles away from us. The Cambridge group has found the atmosphere seems to contain the chemical signature of at least one of the two molecules that are associated with life, which on Earth are produced by marine phytoplanktons and bacteria. The research has been published in the Astrophysical Journal Letters. Now, the Del Weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds as well as the presence of a low-pressure area around Uttar Pradesh, India, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province along with the hilly region of the country and a few places of the rest of the country today. Moderate to heavy rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi province with chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 15 to 17 degrees Celsius today and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 23 to 25 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudel summons Federal Parliament session for April 25th. Government spokesperson says a school education bill will be introduced through fast track. Medical Education Commission forms task force to review MBBS and BDS seats in private medical colleges and their fee structure. Task force to submit suggestions within 10 days. Ministry of Health and Population set to launch comprehensive citizen health information system. And NASA's James Webb Space Telescope finds promising hints of life on distant planet. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.